Boker Tov Rabotai, today is Yom Rabbi Shabbat Kodesh, Yud Zayin Be Adar Hasheni. We're on page Ayin Bet, Ma'amar Vav, Atzvut Ve'atzlut. Sadness and laziness. Shoresh Midat Atzvut, Katav Ma'archu B'Sha'arek Dusha. Yesod Ha'afra Mimenu Midat Atzvut B'chol Pratav. The part of a person's essence that has to do with afar, with dirt and earth, is what causes a person sadness. Because, don't forget, sadness and laziness are related. Because when you're sad and depressed, you're like, you're not active. And that's earth. What does earth do? What does dirt do?
Lazy.
Just, not much. Anyway. V'toldotea achat. V'hi ha'atzlut. לקיים התורה והמצוות מפני עצבונו על השגת קנייני הבלי העולם הזה. Says a person first gets sad that he doesn't have as much as he wants in the materialistic world, whatever that means, he hasn't achieved, whatever. And because of his sadness, that causes him to be atzel, to be lazy in avodat Hashem. או על היסורים הבאים עליו, or a person's suffering yisurim, and that gets him down, boom. Anytime you're down, you know, depression also is linked with inactivity. Person who's depressed, is in bed, it's an excuse. I don't want to sound insensitive, but it's also an excuse not to daven, and not to learn, and not to have to show up, and not to have to do anything, and not to be productive, because what? Because I'm depressed. Now he says, right feelings. Now, he says... Now, you're going to leave here saying, Rabbi Elbas taught us not to care about anybody's feelings. No. That's not the case. Ve'eno sameach b'chelko b'shum davar, gam eno lo tisba'a osir. When a person is not happy with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, what do you think when the Chachamim said in the beginning of Pirek Dalet, Milchot, of Pirkei Avot, you think that it was like some sort of slogan or a song like, Ezu ashir ha-sameach b'chelko? You're really saying, Mamash, if you're Sameach v'chilko, you're real Ashir. A real, real, real Ashir. Midat ha'atzvut, says Chaim Ben Tzion, hi hadarga ha'tachtona shebamidat ha'ra'ot. Rock bottom of all bad midot is sadness. V'na'asa b'ha'pegam be'ot he'acharona shebeshem havaya. When a person is sad, when a person is be'atzvut, he is pogem. Every bad midah that you have, you're pogem one of the otiyot of Shem Hashem. But midat ha'atzvut is pogem the last he. When you're sad, when you're depressed, when you're down, it causes you to slack off in mitzvot and Talmud Torah. That's Kabbalistic. Every shoresh that you're pogem in, we said ta'ava, ga'ava, Diburim Asurim, Atzvut, they're all mishtayich to one yesod, and each yesod that you're pogam is pogam in another ot of Shem Havaya.
It sounds like it's saying like the last hay is like the worst one.
No, you're just saying stam. You should know that when you're be'atzvut, you're pogam in the last hay of Hashem's name. It sounds pretty bad to be pogam any letter of Hashem's name. So he says, we got good feedback yesterday from the Bugatron. Yeah, good reflection. Okay, now. What?
People wanted to know if
we post on
to
Land
Torah.
But not onto nothing bigger. Just Land Torah. Anyway. You know, this thing with posting stuff online, and that's great, but it's like a double-edged sword. Same thing with my Daf Yomi Shiva, whatever. Like, people... It's great because you're spreading Torah, but on the other hand, it makes people lazy. They know, why do I have to come? Why do I have to show up? I can just listen to the recording. Well, listen to the recording. Imagine, why should I show up to Har Sinai for Kabbalat Torah? I'll just hit Torah anytime for the recording.
It's funny, the person actually asked me who was there, though.
Do you have what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
Can you imagine nobody showed up to Har Sinai? Anyway. No, I'm just saying it makes people lazy. It's good on the one hand, but don't be lazy. person thinks, I've heard other people say, why should I get a chavrusa? I'll just turn on a shir and turn any time. Are you crazy? Actual Talmud Torah, open up a sefer, get a chavrusa, get into a shir, roll up your sleeves. No, I'll click a button, I'll just listen. Torah's not a spectator sport. Torah is immersive. You have to be one of the players. Mazeh? Nah, I'm saying it's good for people who are not learning anyway. But if you have the capability to learn, and to learn be'ayun, and to learn live, and you're just using it as a tool for laziness, you're pogem be'ot heshen shem avaya. That's atzlut ve'atzvut. A person can become lazy from Torah as well. No, I don't have to go to a beis medrash. I'll learn at home. Okay. I don't really have to learn at home. I could just turn on a shir at home. Okay. I'll just click the shir, and then I'll multitask, and I'll do other things while I'm listening to the shir. Okay. At what point is it no longer learning? You know what I'm saying? I'm here to teach you to be real human beings. Honest to goodness human beings. Don't kid yourself. Don't be hypocrites. Be real. And if there's something that's crooked or whatever, call it out and don't go there. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot in this world that's not real. There's a lot of fake news. In this world, a lot of fakeness, smiles and fluff and what. Not saying don't smile, of course. Be a genuine person. Be real. Be honest. Be straight in everything that you do, in your learning and your work and your pursuits. Just be straight. Hay Elohim asa et Adam yashar. Kadosh Baruch Hu created us straight. So just
straight. I mean, you have to say it straight. Or you could just do it for yourself. You said,
what do you mean?
You just said, I forgot the exact lesson you used right now, but you said, like, if something's not straight and you say it,
call it out.
Call it out. You're saying,
depends on the context. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. At least call it out to yourself. Mecha'a, well, we've been through this and we've spoken about this. Mecha'a, protesting. Yeah? Making a protest. Not always is a mecha'a for others. Most times, the mecha'a is for ourselves. And even if there's no one listening, I told you the story with my reshiva. I walked in on him once and he was like upset, banging on the table. No, no. I'm like, whoa. I asked him, Rebbe, what's the story? He's like, I'm making macha. I'm like, okay. To whom? I'll come back. So he said, to nobody. I'm like, so how does that work? Exactly. See, he told me a big yisod. He says, mecha'ot, in general, yes, other people know about them, but the most important mecha'ah you make is for yourself, so that you don't become complicit. You don't become desensitized to the thing. If you see a lack of yashrut, call it out even to yourself. It's lo yashar, lo yashar. You understand what I'm saying? Maybe the other person's not going to listen to you, maybe, azovotu, do it for yourself. Call it out to yourself. Now, I spoke about this also yesterday, last night. You know, some people live, inevitably there's mechalel Shabbatot all over the place. I'm just giving you, some people live in a place where Chilun Shabbat is rampant. And you see these things. If you don't make a mecha'at to yourself, you become desensitized. That's why, lefi halacha and lefi kabbalah, you're not allowed to look at a Jew engaged in an avirah. If you see a person driving on Shabbat, you have to look away. Asur, can't look away. And you have to be nauseated and disturbed. You say, no. Even to yourself, you don't have to like really, you know, start stomping on the ground. But I'm saying, even to yourself mentally, not okay. Not okay. Not okay. Chilun Shabbat. B'chalina amot yumat. Yeah. You understand? You know the famous story with Chafetz Chaim? In Radin, there was a person one time, the Chafetz Chaim was walking to Mincha on Shabbat in the yeshiva, and he saw a Jew open up his store, his factory, on Shabbat. And on the spot, the Chafetz Chaim fainted. On the spot. He hadn't experienced Chilun Shabbat before. So he fainted. A few weeks later, whatever it was, he saw it again. The same guy, or a different guy, I don't remember exactly. And he started crying. And they asked the Chafetz Chaim, Rebbe, why last time did you faint and this time you cried? Mayul mehai mehai. So he says, I'm crying that I didn't faint. Perush, Perush, I didn't faint the second time because what?
Desensitized.
Because to a certain extent, I became desensitized. That said, mechaot, and keep for yourself, but especially to yourself. It's not okay. Weiter.
Rabbi, if you always see this and you always like think negatively, it's like very hard on you. Not necessarily on yourself, like about other people also. It's always like negative thoughts.
You don't always have to be consumed by negative thoughts, but what in the world can be positive about seeing Chilul Shabbat?
I guess maybe it's like a good side thing, decent side, and you see it all the time. Every single time you see it, you drive you crazy.
Not, well, you don't have to drive yourself crazy, but just like if you see it, it's not okay. And move on. I'm saying you don't have to like be hung up on it. Move on. Move on. Bye.
Even if it's someone that's like Israel, like how many chances you have? If you see someone that doesn't know any better,
it's still Chilul Shabbat. Yeah. Now, he says, V'lechaora, haya nir'ah, shemi shiyesh bo mida zo, v'nakim shar midot ma'alato gdola. You might think, at first glance, let's say a person's a really big tzaddik. He's just sad. He davens, he learns, he's like really good in other areas. Shmirat habrit, shmirat ha'ainayim, hakol mitzuyan. He's just a sad person. You might think that he's on a pretty high madrega. Says Chaim Tzion, not. Aval lo ken hadavar. Sheken omrim b'shem Rabbi Yisrael ba'al Shem Tov, zatzal. She'omnam ha'simcha ena mitzvah meforeshet b'torah, aval efshal lizkot al yada, ma she'e efshal lizkot al yada shum mitzvah. There's no mitzvah, you know the song Mitzvah Gedola Liot Besimcha. That's not true. There's no mitzvah in the Torah to be sameach. But says the Baal Shem Tov, he says through Simcha you're able to gain so much more than any other mitzvah in the Torah. Simcha catapults you. It's a springboard to achieve everything. Huh? Because when you're besimcha, you can achieve anything, and when you're beatzvut, you can't achieve anything. Can't daven, can't learn. Yes. Umikan yesh leavina dechan magia pagam shenaasa b'neshama al yedei atzvut. Sheken, omnam ein isur liot atzev. Is there an isur meforash b'Torah not to be sad? No, no such isur. Aval ein davar shemorig ta'adam ledarga pchuta yoter me'atzvut. There is nothing that drags a person lower than midat atzvut. Wow. That's a geshmak. Not, I wouldn't say geshmak, but like, it's a very powerful statement. Tov, let Hashem continue tomorrow.